This is Apollo Control Houston at 40 hours, 35 minutes ground elapsed time. We presently show Apollo 16 at an altitude of 142,978 nautical miles, this from Earth, and traveling at a speed of 3,779 feet per second. The crew is now sleeping after a flurry of activity related to a the guidance and navigation system. Ken Mattingly, it appears, went to sleep at 40 hours GET, dozed off to sleep. At an earlier time, 38 hours 22 minutes ground elapsed time, the command module had a gimbal lock warning and no attitude light on board. This was verified by the flight controllers here in the Mission Control Center. The inertial measuring unit had been course aligned to the spacecraft body. When this problem developed, it wiped out the roll attitude reference. As the first step, Ken Mattingly, a command module pilot, unlocked the platform with ground procedures, allowing the platform to go inertial. A first attempt by Ken Mattingly to align the platform using stars was unsuccessful because of the debris around the spacecraft. He then used the sun and moon as references to align the platform, and this attempt was very successful. As a follow-on step, Mattingly then tweaked the alignment of the platform with the stars. He was successful in this second attempt because the platform at this time was good enough to use the auto optics. There has been very little conversation over the flight control loop here in the Mission Control Center for the past 30 to 40 minutes during this shift. The recorded data is being replayed for a continuing evaluation. At present, it appears that what we have seen is a transient problem to the guidance and navigation system. It should be emphasized Ken Mattingly did successfully realign the inertial platform before getting the go-ahead to start his sleep period. A confirmed failure of the IMU would give a no-go for LOI. However, at this time, the guidance and navigation platform is completely stable, and the ground control team here in Mission Control is satisfied. We're at 40 hours 38 minutes ground elapsed time. We will at this point take down the air-to-ground loop because we expect no further conversations with the crew. This is Apollo Control, Houston.